a bigger, a fatter korban Pesach, then bring the second one. Because the man the shava b'shava, that's Rabbi Yosef's svarim. Go after the first one. That's the svarim by Yosef also. So Rav holds like Rabbi Yosef. Here also, since the first chatas Lashem in the morning was the first one usable, so he owes balachayim and nidochim. So when the lazozel dies, true it wasn't usable. Later you get another chatas Lashem and another lazozel, it becomes usable again. So stick to the first one. That's Rav's svarim, like Rabbi Yosef. Omar Rovis. Rovis says, Deka Mastis and Kavosa the Rav, or Brysa Kavosa the Rav Yechanan. Our Mishnah is Mashem like Rav, use the first one, and the Brysa holds like Rav Yechanan, no, use the second one. Mastis and Kavosa the Rav, where's the Mishnah holds like Rav? Then in the case we have two Chattis of Lashem, you're supposed to use the first one, and the second one you have to leave until it becomes a Balmum. Diktoni, the Mishnah says, Im Shel Shei Meis. Let's say the one of Lazozo, that's the Korban that died. So Mela Zesh, Olav Olav Hagoro, Lashem, Yiskayim Tachtov. You have to make a new gerul, so the one that becomes a new chatas lashem, that's pshita the one you use. The idach, the second one to the koyi koyi, the second mashma, the second new one, the second azazel, stays the way it is. The koyi says, "B'dushasei le'aminu yitchem." Mashvidach means the first one, the first lazazel, that stays the way it was, and that's the one you use. So mashma, the first lazozo, that's the one we use. We don't say balachayim nidochem. So it's a raya to Rav. When you have two of them, you always use the first one. Braisa kavos de Rabbi Yechanan. The braisa is mashma Rabbi Yechanan. No, you use the second one. Tiktoni, the braisa says like this. Sheini, the second one, when you have two chatasis or two lazozos, any day, I don't know. Im sheini shebzug rishon. Im sheini shebzug sheini. Which one do we use? From the first pair, from the second pair? Mean you use the one that's always usable. That's the second pair. You don't use from the first pair, since there it's chava died. So my mashma, what's the raya? Yamed chai mashma v'loy shechavar omed. Not that it already was once usable and then became not usable. No, yamed chai mashma, this one is always usable. So it's right to Rabbi Yechanan that when you get a second Chatas Lashem, which one do we use? The second one. The second one is always called Yamad Chai, that's always usable. The Yodom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah says another Chiddush. The Yodom Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam. Let's say the dam spills out. Nishpach Adam, in other words, again on Yom Kippur, you have your two goats. One is a Chatas Lashem, one is Lazozel. And you already shechted the Chatas Lashem and you had a Kabbalah Adam. Now afterwards, the dam spills out. So, you have to have a new korban. You have to make a new chatas Hashem. So you can't just take a new seer for chatas Hashem. You have to make a new gerul. So, is yishpach adam? So, the Mora says it's a machlokes. Yes, Mishnah Yehuda says, nishpach adam yomisam ashtaleach. The Yehuda sheet reads, in a case when the dam spills out, so you have to make a new gerul. See, oh, the first lazoz you can't use anymore. It has to go to Nisa's law. And you only use the second one. That's Rav Shita. That's Rav Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. So what's Pshat in Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, V'yodem Rav Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, in the case that the blood of the Korban Chatis, of the one that Chatis Lashem spilled out, is Yomus the Meshtaleach. The mate of it, the Meshtaleach, he can't use anymore, you have to let die. What about Mesa Meshtaleach? Let's say the Meshtaleach dies. So Yehuda Shita is Yishpach Adam. You have to spill out the dam, you can't use it. You have to bring a new pair and make a new girl and use a new pair. But the first ones are no good. Was Mishnah Rabbi Yechon, Mishnah Mekont Rabbi Yechon and Diyomar, Balachayim Nidochim, that he holds, that a Balachayim, when it's not Roy anymore, it remains Dochoy, Mishumachi Yomus HaMashaleich. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, when the first blood spills off, so you can't use the Mishaleich now, it became Dichoy, and it remains Dichoy Elam. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to kill it. Elo L'Rav Diyomar, Balachayim and Nidochim, but according to Rav, it says no, a Balachayim is not Nidoch, that later when you make a new chatis, you're allowed to use the first lazozel. Amay yomus hamishaleach. Why do you have to have the first mishaleach die? For what purpose? You're allowed to use the mishaleach according to Rav. According to Rav, Rav says in the case where the chatis lashem died, or its blood spilled out, so true, right at that time the mishaleach is docha, you can't use it. So you have to bring a new pair, make a new gerul, and the new chatis lashem you use. But which lazozel do you use according to Rav? He used the first lazozel. So why does Rav Yehuda say in the Mishnah you have to kill it? What do you have to kill it for? You could use it according to Rav. Say Nechanami, Omolok Rav, Rav answers you, Ali but Rav Yehuda lo kiamina. Avad, the Rav is not going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav is only going according to the Tanakhama. Ki aminu, when did I say my halacha that balachayim are not nidochim? Ali with the rabbonin, only according to rabbonin. But then Echnami, Rav learns that's good for the machlekes in the Mishnah between the rabbonin and Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbonin say even though the chatis dies or the chatis blood gets spilled out, so right now the lazozel is not usable. Wait, bring a new chatis l'Hashem, and then you could use the first lazozel. That's the Tanakhama svara. Rabbi Yehuda holds no that balachayim are nidochim and you can't use it anymore. So Rav says that's good for the machlekes in the Mishnah. So Mar says like this. Bishlei Malarav Bar Pligi. According to Rav, it's very good. That's the machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbonin. Do you say Balachayim are nidochim or they're not nidochim? So it's very good if Yehuda holds a Balachay is nidochim. So once the Chatas Lashem spills out or it dies, the Lazozel now is nidoch. You can't use it now. And since it's not usable now, you can never use it. Therefore, you have to let it die. Mashenk and the Rabbonin say no. Balachayim are not nidochim. So later, when you get a new Chatas Lashem, you're allowed to use the first Lazozel. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it says no. Even according to the Rabbonin, that you also hold Balachayim Anidochim, that you can't use the first one. You have to use the second one. So, but my pligi. So, what's the machlokes then, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam in the Mishnah? Why does one say you have to be yomus, you have to kill it? And why does one say you're Rashi is toivu? What's the machlokes then? So, Amarovo, Reho, Harminon. Deka Mastisa, Kavos, the Rav. Enechnam, I already said one time already that our Mishnah is a riot to Rav. Our Mishnah comes out very good according to Rav. That Rav learns that's good for the machlokes of Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama holds Balachayim and not Nidochim. That's why you're allowed to use the first Mishtaleich. And if Yehuda holds no Balachayim and Nidochim, that's why the first one is not usable anymore. That's why you have to kill it. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Name of the Rav. Bar Pligi. According to Rav, we understand the Machlokes, the Mishnah, between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The Machlokes says, do you say Balachayim on Nidochim or not? Again, Rav's Chiddush was that the Mishnah says, when you have Lamashal first on Yom Kippur, you have the two Sirim. And you chose already. One is the Chatis and one is Lazozel. And then let's say the Lazozel died. So Gemara Mishnah says you have to bring another pair and make a new Gerul and make a new Chatis and a new Lazozel. So that Lazozel we use. Now the question is, we have two Chatois, which one do we use? So Rav says we use the first one. That's what the Tanakam holds. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, you can't use the first one. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Balachayim Manidochim. That means once it wasn't usable, you can't use it anymore. Now as soon as the Lazozel died, at that time, the Chatas Lashem, the story that the Chatas you can't use. You can't have one without the other one. So at that time it's not usable. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita to say it's possible Yehudim. So Gemara says, according to Rav, you understand what the machlokes is. According to Rabbi Yechonon was the one that said no, that even according to the Tanakhama, we use the second chatis. In other words, again, the first pair of the lazozel dies. So you have to get a new pair and get a new lazozel that you use, but now you have a second chatis. So you have two chatois. So Rabbi Yechonon said, even according to the Tanakhama, which one do you use? You use the second one. The first one we don't use, even according to Tanakama. So it comes out the first one Tanakama also holds, that the first Chatas you can't use anymore because it's Nidochim. Since at the time when the Lazozel died, it's not usable, you can't use it anymore. So that was the first Machlokes then, that the Tanakama holds Nidochim, the first one you can't use. You only use the second one. And Rabbi Yehuda answered back and says, you know what, I'm also asking you can't use the first one, because if Yehuda already said he holds the Balachayim on Nidochim, but Yehuda had a bigger Kiddush. If Yehuda holds, you have to kill it though. The Tanakhama says it's Nidochim, but since it's a Korban Tzibur, the Klal is ain't Korban Tzibur, Mesa. You don't have to kill a Korban Tzibur. If Yehuda holds no, even though it's a Korban Tzibur, but since it's a Chatis like Shekipu Balehu, we're using another one to have the Kapura, we can't use the first one, the first one is Nidochim, so therefore the first one you have to kill. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Marley asked the question, according to Rabbi Yechonon, though, but my pligi, what's the Machlokes? In other words, the Mishnah says two cases according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah first says the Machlokes is like we just said. Well, let's say one dies, so you make another two pair. Now it's a question, which pair do you use? So Rabbi Yechonon says you use the second one. The first one we don't use. So that was the first part of the end of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says another Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda, that in the case, let's say with Nishpach Adam, we'll soon see what the case is, or else Mesa, he also says Balachayim Nidochim.
The kasha is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do we need two halachas from Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah? Like, they're both saying over the same halachas. They're both saying over that balachayim anidochim, you can't use the first korban anymore, and you have to kill the first korban. So once Rabbi Yehuda said it already one time, why does he have to say it a second time for? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha. So the Gemara Taka says, Ho amrinam, we already said one time, that deko mastis and kabosid the Rav. The Mishnah comes out good according to Rav, and Enochanami. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it's not so good our Mishnah. I would soon see this kasha later on more better. Soon see. But then the Gemara says like this. Tanan. The end of the Mishnah says then, not the end, but the Mishnah says, the Tanakam holds, Shein chata si b'mesa. In this case, where the first pair you had, two seirim, two goats, one was, you already chose the girl, one came out to be the chatas, and one came out to be la zozel. So then let's say that la zozel died. So you only left with a chatas lashem. It by itself you can't use. You have to have two. The Mishnah says, bring another two serum, another two goats, make a new girl, and choose. So the one that comes out la zozel, that's the one we're going to use now. Now we have a la zozel. But you have two chatas. You have this first chatas and a second chatas. So the Mishnah says, one of them you use. That was Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you use the first one, Rav says? And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, use the second one. But the Tanna Kamma says, what do we do with the other one, the second chatis, that we're not using? You don't kill it. You just have to yirur, let it pasture in the fields until it gets a cut to become a bal mum, and then the Kedushas Aguf goes off it. Then you're allowed to sell it. That's what the Tanna Kamma says. And why don't you kill this chatis? So the Mishnah says, the svar is, Shein chatis si b'meisa. Since this chatis is the chatis hatzibur, belongs to the korban tzibur, it's a serizim that using on Yom Kippur, it's a korban hatzibur, therefore the din is you don't let it die. That's what the Mishnah says. Shein chatis tziba mesa. And on this, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to kill it, because even though it's a chatis hatzibur, he still holds the din of a chatis shekippur baleham is lemisazla. Tomorrow makes a dikto, according to the Tanna Kamma, you don't kill it. Why? Because it's a chatis hatzibur. For the Gemara it's a dia called the yochid, ki agav nemesam. Mashman of the korban would be a korban yochid, would be a private owner. Then, when you have two chatois, so one you use, and the other one is called like a chatis, a kippur, a baleam, that the din should be lemisa. You should have to kill it. That's what Mashman for now Mishnah. So Gemara says like this, why? Bishle, mal Rabbi Yechonon, and according to Rabbi Yechonon, I would understand why you have to kill it. Kill Rabbi Abba. Hatei Rabbi Yechonon holds like Rabbi Abba. Omer Rav, the Omer Rav, Omer Rav. Rabbi Abba said over the name of Rav like this. Hakom.